Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He questioned my integrity, Ron. That's what he did. He questioned my integrity.
Wait, you might want to explain to the listeners what you're talking about.
First, I'll ask you how you are.
I'm doing great. I'm ready. I walked again this morning, second day in a row. Went out earlier this morning, about 5:30, pitch dark, not quite as cold, no breeze. I don't mind if there's no wind. I feel so good. I'm invigorated when I walk.
You're wearing a 49ers shirt, it looks like, Ron. Same colors.
It's just a red sweatshirt.
How about them last night? Look, Jerry Rice was happy with Debo Samuel's run.
I saw that. That was pretty spectacular.
The two best defenses I've seen in all of football this year, and admittedly, I haven't seen much of the Eagles.
Look at the boy genius. He doesn't look too smart.
Is the Niners and the Cowboys. This is a violent, fast, talented defense, up and down the Niners are. Look at the Rams fighting on the sidelines, Ron. They don't have a quarterback who can make plays down the field. That's why they wanted Trey Lance in there.
I was at a game at Three Rivers when Jack Lambert and Joe Green got into it on the sideline.
They
had to be separated.
Oh, that's a good one.
They had to be separated. It happens. I mean,
brothers
get angry at each other and then forget about it. But it happened. Lambert and Joe Green. I'll never forget that.
I never knew about that one.
But you're right. Their defense is good. And I'll tell you, every time I watch Dallas play, and I don't get to see him a lot, Micah Parsons just jumps off the screen.
Him and Diggs and Van Der Esch.
He has to be the lead guy for the player of the year, right? Doesn't he, defensive player?
Him and Buffalo, the guy who's not Micah Hyde. Who's the other safety?
Oh, I know who you're talking
Jordan
about.
Jordan
Poyer. Poyer has allowed 3 completions on the year and has 4 interceptions. He's intercepted more balls than he's allowed completions, Ron. So he's up there.
Minka has to be in the conversation, too.
Yeah,
Not quite as good as high as those guys, but wow. I watched a little bit last night, and I couldn't believe it.
Destructive is a good word for it.
And McVay looked beleaguered last night.
Yeah, but I think they'll be okay.
So anyhow,
I do.
We're starting the show with Doran Dickerson. You played golf with him.
I never said who it was, but I will now. We didn't check on Falsey, Ron. He's sitting in a stable eating hay.
He's okay.
Do horses eat hay?
Nobody cares.
What do horses eat? Apples. He's eating an apple.
Oats.
He's having a little steamed oats in his stable.
So
how are you, Falsey?
I'm good.
Last night, Little Pony, I sent a note to Starkey. His goal was to break 100 playing golf with Doran Dickerson. So I sent him a note. It's getting dark. I'm thinking about you. Did you break 100? He writes back, 105, and I lost $200. And I sent back to him, you're not good enough to bet. And then I asked him this morning, how do you have 26 through? He said I had 26 through 6 holes and then 105. How do you get 70? 9 shots in the final 12 holes.
I'm glad you asked, and it was a product of Doran's psychological warfare. This is exactly what happened. I had a 26 through 6 holes, my best first 6 holes ever. 26, Ron! I could have blown up for 18 on the next 3 and still had a 44.
On a tough course.
Hickory Heights. It's one of the hardest courses I've played. It's a beautiful, beautiful, challenging course. So on hole 6, where I get a 4, I hit a 6-iron. It's a long par 3. Are you with me here?
I'm listening.
180-yard par 3. I crack a 6-iron. I thought it went out of bounds, and so did Doran, but it was 180 yards away, so it was hard to figure. So I go down there. I say, I can't find my ball. I'm just going to take this shot, take a little chip, a very good chip, I might add. Then when I'm walking back up to the green, I say, oh, my God, there's my ball. There's my original ball. And then Doran engaged in psychological warfare, saying something to the effect of, are you sure that's your ball? What kind were you playing? I said, I'm playing a Callaway.
Questioning you.
I said, you're questioning my integrity. The only way that I could be, to take this to its logical extreme, I would have had to go into the woods, picked up my Callaway, and then slyly dropped it on a little hill before the green. Ron, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't cheat him. But he wondered. He wondered very innocently, but wondered nonetheless if I had cheated.
And it shook you up.
It shook me up. The next hole, I blew up like the Bills against the Cowboys in a Super Bowl.
That wasn't the example you gave me last night.
Oh, I blew up like Louis Domingue in Game 6. I did. A 10 on the next hole that I tried to play conservatively. So it was very innocent, very subtle, but Doran, and I don't really blame him.
He's doing what he has to do to win.
Yeah, I succumbed to it. I was a victim of psychological warfare.
What is a little bit makes the story even sadder is you said he shot 98.
Yeah.
You would have beaten him if you'd have just played,
normal
avoided
golf.
The 9
yeah.
and a 10 on
normal
the two
golf.
Holes, right?
Yeah.
Normal golf. You would have beat him.
And then we bet a little money on the last hole. We each had a wonderful tee shot, and I sort of flubbed my second shot, and now I owe him money.
And he says he wants it.
He wants it. He won't give me a double or nothing.
But
he said
he'll give you a chance to get it back, but he wants it in hand first.
Yeah.
Again, I think that's questioning your integrity.
So do I.
Because he doesn't think you'll
yeah.
pay him.
Now, I love Doran and consider him a very good friend, but this was the first time that I went out golfing that it turned really competitive. I mean, it was really competitive. It was tough, Ron. It was tough out there. But I feel like I could beat him on a given day because after he did that to me on hole 7, a couple holes later, I said, what'd you get on that hole? He said 6. I said, are you sure? Just like that. And then on another hole, you know how you give a guy, if he's within a foot
yeah,
of the hole,
fine.
You give him. I said, I'm not giving that to you. And he missed. And then we both died laughing. But he missed a little
God.
Chip putt. It was unbelievable, Ron. And I'm going to come out and beat him next time out. But that's not what we came here for today.
The bottom line, you're getting better.
Unfortunately,
you got the weather turning now. It's going to be bad. You're going to have a hard time.
Oh, I'm playing in the snow.
Go to Florida.
I never knew that golf courses stay open in the winter. Did you?
I did not.
You can just go out and play, Folsey. Did you know that?
Because I only know that because Jim Colony used to do that all the time.
Right.
He used to go, if it was like a 50-degree day in December, you know, one of those random ones we get, he'd go out golfing.
Ron, we used to play pickup basketball in the snow and ice in Buffalo. In fact, I played at halftime of the Steelers-Rams Super Bowl in 79. We used to swim naked in the winter.
No, thank you.
Come on.
No, thank you. I'm a warm weather guy.
That's not what we came here for today, however. We came here for some intriguing Steeler questions. Ron, I have a list of some very intriguing questions.
And maybe Mike Tomlin will provide some answers at high noon, maybe not.
He certainly will.
We'll be carrying his press conference at high noon.
Yeah, that's going to be good. And obviously the first question here and the most intriguing question, even though I think we all know the answer to it, is does Tomlin stick with Pickett, and is that the best course to take right now, Ron? Ian Rappaport and others, I think Jason Lockenfora, saying that this is a done deal, that he's going with Pickett.
Yeah, I think so.
Let me see what Lockenfora quoted.
I think
quoted.
It's a done deal, and I also think it's the right move. You know, you made the change. Now it's the start of a new era. You're going to have some growing pains. You're going to have some great plays. Should be exciting to watch, but it's time to move forward with the number one pick.
Yeah, I agree. And
I think Tomlin will too. I mean, I agree with the reporting that's out there.
Lockenfora saying a member of the Steelers staff who is not permitted to speak about personnel decisions told him, and I quote, I don't see how you can go back to Trubisky now. Neither
right.
do I, Ron. I just don't. How can you do that at this point? So that leads to...
Let me ask a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think Trubisky will ask to be traded?
That was going to be my second question, Ron. A form of that. Will he ask to be traded? And if you were the Steelers, this was my Post-Gazette mailbag lead question today. Would you trade Trubisky? I heard Charlie Batch the other day, and it was his opinion that Mason Rudolph should be the backup right now, that there could be, you know, there's just sort of a natural antagonism when you're the backup who thinks he should be starting, and there's a competition going on. And Charlie said that was never me and Ben, because I was always basically, I'm paraphrasing Charlie,
he knew he was
rowing in the right direction.
Right.
And he wonders about that. Other people, La Canfora, reporting. Let me find the exact quote here, Ron, because this was interesting. He wrote this in the Washington Post. Don't be shocked if the Steelers end up moving Trubisky before the trade deadline. Now less than a month away, with inevitable QB injuries mounting around the league, and this team open to stockpiling more draft capital. Add on top of that,
you got Mason in back there too.
You have him, and you have the Giants, the team that wanted Trubisky along with the Steelers with Brian Daboll. It's a team that Trubisky knows the system, I'm sure, having major quarterback issues. So, Willie, has he asked for a trade, and would you trade him?
Oh, absolutely. Same thing as I would with Mason if I got the offer I wanted. I have to believe that he might have asked already. I mean, he said, hey, I'm going nowhere here. I get it. I don't like it. I don't think it's fair. Get me out of here. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what he said.
Me neither.
So, I mean, he said all, you know, in his terseness the other day, he said, I'm going to show up every day to work, be a good teammate. And then they ask, I was in the post-game interview with Pickett, and he said he was helpful on the sidelines, just like I was with him, trying to help me out. So we'll see. I'm
not sure I fully believe that. Maybe I do, but I would trade him, Ron.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Would trade him.
Absolutely.
Because you have Rudolph. Like you said, you have Rudolph anyway. They're both going to be gone after the season anyway. To me, it's untenable to bring Trubisky back next season.
Even though he has a year.
He has a year and Rudolph doesn't. And here's the real point, though. The season's probably going nowhere. I mean, certainly, even if they wind up hanging around and get back to near 500, this is not a championship team. So the season's going nowhere. So what would be the point of having Trubisky here? I don't care what the draft pick is. Go get a draft pick for him and trade him if that opportunity is there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Folsey, where are you with all this?
Yeah, I mean, it makes total sense. I mean, and it's not even your compensation at this point, because like you're saying, we've established now they're 1-3. They'll be lucky to sneak into the playoffs. And so even if...
Lucky, it'll be a miracle.
Right, if Kenny Pickett goes down, you're fine with going with Mason Rudolph just to ride out the rest of the year. And if he's terrible too and you end up with 4 wins, great, you get a top 5 pick in the draft. So
does Folsey sound a little under the weather to you?
Top five pick in the draft.
Voice sounds a little.
Are you sick,
nasally
Folsey?
Today?
No, it's the allergies. I'm telling you, this time of year, whenever the weather, the temperature.
Joe, do you believe
drops.
This, or do you think he's contaminating
no,
you over
and
there?
He doesn't tell me when he's sick. That's the thing.
I'm
I already
not
spent
sick.
Time in your little studio today.
I'm not sick.
Plus the doorknob over here, clean it, Folsey.
Yeah,
why'd you have to say
because
something?
I can tell you sound a little bit nasally.
No, see, now I just cleared my throat. I already have it.
You know this guy's a head case, Ron. Come on.
Folsey, it's your duty to tell other people when you're sick.
I'm not sick.
You are sick. You can hear
it. It's allergies.
You believe him, Ron?
Yeah, should stay home, bring in Steiny, let him do nothing like he did last week, and we'll do the show.
Steiny made doing nothing an art form. It's like Seinfeld was a Steiny, show about nothing.
We love you, Steiny. We love you.
Steiny is the producer who does nothing. I mean, it was incredible.
So, Ron, so anyway, we all agree that if you can trade Trubisky at this point, you got to look into it.
Yeah, and we all agree that Tomlin is going to tell us, I think, is he going to say it? I think he will. I think you have to let your team know and let everybody know that we're riding the picket train now.
Now, do you think he says it in his opening statement, or does he... Question. Are you going
to
stick with Kenny?
What did he do with Duck? I think he said it in his opening statement, as I recall. There was a lot of intrigue around that. And I think he will say that. Do you?
Oh, evaluate Pickett. Said he did some good things, lost, you know, threw some interceptions. We got to clean that up, but we're going to go with him this week in Buffalo.
Now, that leads to the next question. I mean, this is taking a turn, huh? We're all agreeing that Trubisky, that we would all trade him. This is taking a turn in a hurry. It's very possible if that pass to Deontay goes for a touchdown.
That he's still playing.
That he's still playing. Which might have been a blessing in disguise that it didn't go for a touchdown. Yeah. This. It's the Trubisky train. This thing's leaving town, Ron, with nobody on it, by the way. Here's the next question, then, in light of all this. And you just mentioned it.
I sniffled, Joe.
I know.
Sniffled.
See,
I think
see,
you're
this
catching.
Is, that's the first time I've done that in a while.
Can you catch something this fast? I think you're catching it.
Halsey, I'm going to sue you.
You guys crossed paths.
I swear I'll sue him.
You were in that studio.
He'll pay for the doctor's appointments, a $20 copay. He's paying.
I couldn't agree more.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. No wonder Doran got in your head yesterday on the golf course.
He did. He did intentionally. Ron, I admit that things look bleak at 1-3, but I can't go with you all the way to the word miracle for 500 or for the playoffs. I can't get there.
All right, let's see.
Last year was a miracle. They needed Jacksonville, a horrific football team, to beat Indianapolis.
Yes,
and
did.
Then we all saw what happened at the end of the overtime tie game between the Raiders and Chargers. This is by no means a prediction, but if you were to tell me, and this was the question I had anyway, the Steelers' record the rest of the season, none of these particular events would constitute a miracle to me. They win one of the next four games. They go 1-3. That's one.
So they'd be 2-6.
They beat New Orleans.
3-6.
They beat Atlanta.
4-6.
They beat Carolina.
5-6.
They win a home game against Vegas.
6-6.
And then they go 2-2 in their remaining...
Not Vegas. Vegas is a Christmas game.
A home game, I said.
Oh, home game.
Yeah.
Home game. I thought you were going in order. Okay.
No. So one game here that gets them to 2. Then New Orleans is 3. Atlanta, 4.
See, I think those are big assumptions at this point.
I'm not assuming anything. I'm asking if it would be a miracle if they beat the Carolina Panthers.
All right. Carolina, you said.
New Orleans at home.
Atlanta.
Carolina, Vegas, and then they go 2-2 in the division. That gets them to how many wins? 7 or 8?
7, I think. 2, and then you had the 4 home games.
I'm up to 2.
Is
then I'm up to
6.
I think that's 8.
Okay.
I think that's 8.
Yeah, 2-2 would be 8. 8 and 9.
Hovering around 8. And then you win one other game. I don't know where it would be. It could be Indy. They're not very good,
nope.
Just like the Steelers. So would I predict that? No. I wouldn't predict that. Would I call it a miracle if they went 9-8 and snuck into that newly created third spot? I can't go there yet,
I would
Ron.
Call that a miracle. 8-9, not making the playoffs, okay. 9-8, making the playoffs, I think that would take a miracle at this point. Let's see where they are after these next four games. I don't know. Which one of these four do you think is their best chance to win? I guess Miami.
Probably Miami.
If Tua is not playing by then.
But anyone possible, and I don't know.
Hey,
I think we all agree that Pickett gives them a better chance.
I said this last week. Won't shock me if they lose at home to the Jets and go to Buffalo and win. We see it every week in the NFL. It's crazy.
Right. So any one of them could be a win. I think, but here's the point. We all agree that they're going to be better with Pickett. Pickett got put in a very difficult situation last week. That dude has not taken a first-team rep with his receivers. Has he at all? Did he have parts of camp?
Maybe.
He said he was sneaking reps on the sidelines. He got tossed into a game in the second half when he's never played with this team before, meaningfully, really even in practice. So I want to see what he's like with
a full week of first teamers.
Yeah, and I think he'll get better. I think they'll get better. And then maybe the real story is the AFC. I mean, what are we talking about here? We're talking about...
Everybody's 2-2, it seems.
Yeah, we're talking about Chiefs. We're talking about, I still think, Bengals in the AFC North. And we're talking, let's say, Bills and Dolphins and even throwing, I don't know, Ravens, although they're struggling. Like, who else? Who else?
You're right.
You know what I mean? That's the thing. But I also agree with you that this could unravel to 4 or 5 wins. That wouldn't be a miracle either. That could happen. But to hang around in this AFC,
good point,
is tenable at least. We'll see. I would say they probably have to win one of the next four.
If you're 1-7, it's tough. Then I don't take anything as granted, like New Orleans, Atlanta, Carolina,
no.
any of those.
Oh, I don't take any. I don't take any single game for granted.
But you know
granted.
What I mean. Yeah, 1-7 is a lot. It's a little bit harder to go out there every day when you're 1-7.
You lose to the Jets and blow a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter at home, you can lose to anybody. I can still make a very good argument that the Jets are the worst team in football. I mean, they absolutely stink. Who is the worst team in football anyway? This is telling. There's not one team, is there? With a 30-point differential. Yes, there is. Washington. It's the only team that has lost, you know, has a minus 30-point differential after four games.
Did you see what Ron Rivera said yesterday?
What'd he say?
I understand the frustration, but it's going to take time. I got what I got here. You know, made a little bit of, you know, I don't have much to work with here.
Wow.
To paraphrase. Yeah,
people don't want to hear
to
that.
To paraphrase, that's what he said. And I like Ron Rivera a lot. I don't know how good of a coach he is, but I like him. I like the way he handles himself personally. I don't know if that was the smartest thing to say.
Not in that town. And not when he inherited what was then a pretty good defense and they go out and get a veteran quarterback.
Chase Young has been out all year, right?
He's been out.
He's a great player.
But you got to find a way. People don't want to hear that. You know,
no, they don't.
It gets to the point like it's this rebuilding question with the Steelers. Is every team that's losing by definition rebuilding? Not to me. Like, I think the Steelers are expressly doing the opposite of rebuilding. They're expressly and publicly every year trying to win now.
They're trying.
And doing a lousy job of it. Does that mean that they're unintentionally rebuilding? Maybe. Certainly not intentionally rebuilding. They're trying to win now and doing a lousy job of it.
What's Tomlin's line about that? Our football is our business. Winning is our – how's he say that? Winning is our business or something. Football is our game. Winning is our business.
Yes, and he walked up to Chase Young and said, I'll never get a player like you because we're never going to be in that position. They expressly – Their franchise mission statement might as well read, we don't rebuild. So I'm not buying that. Now, you could say they've been forced into a rebuild, but that ain't what they're shooting for.
No, it isn't.
Not him and Colbert. They want to win now.
Football is our game and our business is winning.
Yeah, that's what
I like that quote.
I like
that.
He says that every week.
I got some more questions for you, Ron, and feel free to chime back with some of your own, but some of the ones ahead here. Give you a second to think about these. And Folsy too. Would you, and everybody out there at 412-928-9370. What would the Steelers' record be? And I'm very proud of these questions, Ron. What would the Steelers' record be with TJ Watt fully healthy? What would the Steelers' record be right now with last year's Ben? And would you rather the Steelers go 9-8, 8-9, 8-8-1, or finish with 4 wins and get a top 10 pick? All those ahead on Cook and Joe.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to our Steelers questionnaire, we'll call it. A series of highly intriguing questions that we're attempting to answer. By the way, did you see that Bill Cowher said Jerry Dulac had a real nice story at postgazette.com talking to Cowher, and Cowher saying basically once you go there, you really can't go back. And I'm paraphrasing now, but he said every time you take a quarterback out, once he's been in a game or once he starts a game especially, you're telling him a negative message,
sure,
right?
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
That's why I think it would be very dicey to go back to Trubisky.
No, I couldn't agree more.
Do you think, now Cowher also says he would have done the same thing. Do you believe he would have?
By starting Trubisky?
Going to Pickett when Tomlin did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you were at the game, the stadium was dead. And again, I'm not blaming all this on Trubisky. I thought his receivers let him down. His line let him down with penalties. But the atmosphere in that stadium was dead, and it became electric when Pickett went in.
Is that good enough reason, though, to switch quarterbacks for good, not just for a little spark?
Well, I think you wanted to see how Pickett played, too. If he'd have gone in there and been totally overwhelmed, then I think it would have been, hey, we tried to get a spark. Pickett's still our man of the future, but we're going to go back to Mitch. But I thought Pickett played well enough, certainly not perfect. I gave him like a C, but he played well enough, didn't look overwhelmed. So I think it's easy to stick with him. If he'd have stunk it up really bad, then I think you go back to Trubisky.
Folsy, you agree with that?
I think you also factor in what you saw from Mitch Trubisky the first three games of the season as to making that switch. You know, it's not, yes.
Oh, there's no doubt it was cumulative,
right,
I think, with him.
Yeah, and that's, that. Like, if you're saying, is it enough just to make that switch just to get some life into the crowd for that day? Yes, plus the fact that you've already seen three games where it wasn't good enough, and that absolutely factors into that decision as well.
That leads to the next intriguing question. What would the Steelers' record be right now with a healthy T.J. Watt? I'm going to start out this one, and you're going to perhaps laugh at my answer.
4-0.
I think they'd be 4-0.
Yeah, I'd say 2-2.
I'd say 3-1.
Which game would he not have made the ultimate difference in? Because I'll go 3-1 and say they lose to Cleveland anyway.
That's the one I would think they would have lost.
Me too.
But
now, when did he get? He got hurt in where?
Cincy.
He got hurt in the first game. That's right, at the end of the game.
I mean, I look at his impact.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have won that game.
I know, but the question is, what would their record be?
The defense played good, though, that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 3-1. I think Cleveland still would have been a tough one.
Yeah.
Although he's had some of his best games against Cleveland.
I know.
Multiple sack games against Cleveland.
Everything changes. That's how great he is. And we saw it last year. Where they lose to Vegas, they're not even competitive against Cincy. Clearly, I thought he was compromised against the Packers. And then when he gets healthy again, suddenly they're winning games again. And they're winning them in fourth quarters. Like, he's making the difference when the games are on the line.
The statistics, and the Steelers have put them out before each game. They're giving up about 6 more points a game without him than with him, and they're getting about 2 fewer sacks per game without him.
Everything changed. The whole scheme changes.
No, there's no doubt.
I think 4-0, I think they go in there and Jacoby Brissett doesn't have all day to throw. And that makes a huge difference in that game. He just carved them up.
But do they still stop Nick Chubb?
No, probably not.
If Cleveland gives Nick Chubb the ball.
Right. Although I thought the untold story in that game is that Brissett, what was he, 21 of 30?
And I don't think they got a sack.
So
I don't even think they
3-1, I could meet people at, but I think they might be 4-0.
Even with that offense.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots game was 17-14. And I feel very strongly that they beat the Jets with T.J. Watt. that that kid does not go 10 for 12 down the stretch without anybody laying a hand on him. I don't think Cam Hayward goes three games in a row without touching a quarterback.
No.
He hasn't put a hand on a quarterback
You're
in
right.
three games. I just think everything changes. And then we're having really different conversations right
and
now.
And maybe Mitch Trubisky isn't even benched.
Exactly.
Probably isn't
exactly.
benched.
Folsy, how about that? Trubisky's probably still playing if they're 3-1 at least, right?
Yeah.
I think Trubisky's still playing if Deontay gets his foot down in the end zone.
You might be right about that.
And they score a touchdown there. I think he's still playing. I think they win that game, and he's still playing.
But if we all agree that Pickett gives them a better chance to win, then it's probably good that Deontay didn't catch it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, well, except if he'd have won the game. If he catches it and you win the game, that's better than getting the message.
That was one of my questions. Would you rather the Steelers have scraped out a win the other day and stayed with Trubisky, or is it a blessing they lost?
I always want to win games. I would have rather had them win the game. Would have been great if they'd have won with Pickett. It would have been in the best of all worlds, but I would have rather win the game.
But you have agreed with us that Pickett gives them a better chance to win.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you rather have the guy moving forward win or lose against the Jets the better chance?
I'd rather have a win against the Jets and him moving forward. That's what I would have preferred, but I would rather win the game and still have Trubisky at least for another week or maybe to the bye week.
Nader?
You never want to lose games, I don't think.
If it helps you in the long term, if a loss in the short term helps you in the long term, I think you never in the game say, yeah, let's
right.
lose, but
I
think a short term loss could be a long term gain.
I always, you know, in a baseball parlance, I always remember Jim Leland saying, you can't be afraid to lose a game with your bullpen if it's going to help you win the next four or five games.
Right.
And that
right.
might, that, but that's 162 games over instead of 17. But that always sticks out with me. You can't be afraid to lose a game if it helps you long term.
I thought the current rendition of the Steelers with Mitch Trubisky, if the stars all aligned, their very top, you know, outcome was 9-8 and a wild card loss. And so the fact that they moved on to Kenny Pickett, if that's really the ceiling that you're reaching for, then that's not good enough. And so I think it is a blessing in disguise that they lost that game and they can move forward with Pickett.
What would the Steelers' record be right now with last year Ben? Last year Ben. Just take Ben from last year, transpose him into the games this year.
You know, I said initially 2-2 with T.J. Watt, maybe 3-1. I'll say 2-2 with Ben.
Nader?
With that defense in the shape that it's in without Watt. I would, and they still can't run the ball. I would say 2-2.
I said 3-1 with Watt. I'll say 2-2 with Ben. I'm not totally sure that he. Oh man, even if I say it out loud, though, like, could he have beaten the Jets? He could have very easily, I think, and he definitely would have. I think he would have won that New England game in week two. So maybe I lean toward 3-1. With 2021, Ben, as crazy as that is.
I lean toward 4-0.
Oh, jeez.
And I'll tell you why. They have lost. I don't think Cleveland's any good. I think the Jets are horrific, and the Patriots are what they are, 1-3. And all those games, while I don't think Ben overall was very good last season, he had a way of pulling games out late.
It was
and
damn
every
good in the
one of
quarter.
These games was in the balance in the
fourth quarter.
Right.
Every one of them. He absolutely beats the Jets. He doesn't make the throw that Pickett made. The throw itself, I didn't have a problem with. The decision to throw it up there, the decision, the risk reward. I think Ben calmly leads them in the fourth quarter. I think he beats the Patriots on a drive in the fourth quarter. And I think he beats the Browns.
If he gets the ball back.
Wouldn't
they, didn't
they
get
went
the ball.
Three and out before that.
Okay.
They went 3-and-out twice before that.
Yep.
I'm thinking if they get the ball back in the final 6.5, he probably definitely would have led them to a win.
They had two fourth quarter drives before that they went 3-and-out. They killed their own defense that day.
Yeah, so we can agree to disagree on that.
You can only ask so much.
But there
of
was
a defense.
Time of possession was the same until the last drive.
They're coming off a 90-play game.
I got it.
They played more plays than any defense
it's
in Steelers
second
history.
Game of the year.
What does that have to do with you're tired in a game?
It wasn't an. Yeah, but they weren't tired, and they shouldn't have been tired.
There's no
in
carryover. Did you see how much they played the Bengals game?
I did, but it's a week later, so only the second game of the season. It wasn't. See, that's giving the defense an excuse for me.
It's giving them
an
explanation.
I think the Steelers had the ball more before that last drive than the Patriots did.
They hit,
and
you
then
can't
they couldn't
go,
get them off
it
the field.
Can't go three and out twice in the fourth quarter.
I'm not excusing
how many chances do you want?
I am not excusing the offense by any stretch, but you're excusing the defense.
I am that day.
Okay.
They gave up 13 points effectively as a defense on their
but
home
they
field.
They couldn't get the ball back in half of the fourth quarter. 6:33 to be exact.
It's not like the offense didn't have two cracks in the fourth quarter.
It.
Not
I,
one,
I,
two.
Joe, again, I'm not excusing the offense.
I am excusing the defense that day.
I understand, and I disagree with that.
You give up 13 points, and why I say 13 is because the Patriots got the ball at the Steelers 10 on our
thanks
friend
Gunner.
Gunner's muffed punt. So you're going to give up a field goal there, no matter what you do, unless you get a turnover.
Right.
They gave up. They essentially
no,
gave up one
that.
Touchdown and maybe 14 points because you give up the field goal there. That should be enough to win 99% of your home games. But the point is with Ben, last year, Ben, I think they're 4-0. With TJ Watt, I think they're 4-0.
We're going to never lose.
We're going to get to, well, there wouldn't be that much pride in being the Bengals game was sort of a luck out. I get it.
Although the defense played great.
They did, but I don't know how much pride there is in beating these Patriots, the Cleveland Browns, and the Jets. Those are games you should probably at least win two out of three.
See, I think the Browns are pretty good. They have pretty good talent. I'm starting to really wonder about the coach. But even with Brissett, I just love that running game and that offensive line.
They definitely have a really good line and maybe the best tandem of running backs in the league.
I don't think there's any question. I think Chubb's in the top two or three. Himself, but the tandem is unbelievable.
But their defense, they don't have a lot of weapons outside that scare me other than Cooper, and their defense is very, very pedestrian,
yeah.
And they should be 1-3. I thought they lucked out in Carolina. I don't like the Browns. Plus, they're the Browns. I don't like their
coaching.
The Browns
is the Browns.
I don't like a lot of things about them. They could actually be 0-4, but probably more
well, so
deserve
could your
to be
Steelers
1-3.
Be 0-4, too.
Well, I never claimed the Steelers were good, did I?
No. Although with one player, you have them going 4-0, and with a 39-year-old quarterback who'd be 40 now,
right.
You have them 4-0.
Beating bad teams, yeah. But
okay.
Those are two pretty important positions, right? Quarterback and the best player in the world,
best
maybe?
Best defensive player in the league.
Yeah, that's how I feel on both of those. Now, next up, we're going to get to this. Have Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky over the course of their careers here, short as it is for Trubisky, gotten a fair chance to prove themselves? We'll answer that one next. You can weigh in on any and all of this, 412-928-9370. What does Big Ben have to say about this quarterback situation? Well, as it turns out, he's still on the air before Mike Tomlin every week, just like he was here. The Football and Podcast at the top of the hour will tell you exactly what Ben said. In the meantime, another intriguing Steelers question for you. Have Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky gotten a fair chance here with the Steelers to prove themselves? Ron?
I would answer that question yes. Certainly Mason has had plenty of opportunities to play. Unfortunately had some injuries. I can think of one, the Baltimore game when his helmet. I wrote about these guys today, Trubisky and Mason. I looked at the tape and went, Earl Thomas knocked him out. He was out before he hit the ground. And him wobbling off the field with his they cut off his face mask. It was just hideous. Hideous to look at. And the famous Tomlin quote, ask somebody who's in charge of the carts. And then he had to get hits over the head by Garrett. I still think they make the playoffs that year. I think he comes off the bench and beats the Jets. And then I had forgotten how severe that shoulder dislocation. They said it could have killed him. So they were worried about it hitting his aorta.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, you know, last year he gets benched. I mean, got benched that year for ducking in a Detroit game last year. Couldn't beat the winless kneecap Campbells. I think he got a fair shot. Trubisky, 3.5 games, you can argue isn't much of a shot, but that was the circumstances coming in. He knew a number one pick was behind him and didn't, you know, even though I don't blame him totally for being 1-3, he didn't find a way to score points. It's a tough business.
So life bottom line is yes, in your opinion, they got a fair shot.
Mason, for sure, a little less certain about Trubisky, but yes.
Nader?
I would say yes for both. Mitch Trubisky, again, like Ron said, 3.5 games. I know it's not a whole lot in this grand scheme of a 17-game season, but you had your opportunities to start the year, and you didn't show anything different, I think, in those three games. Mason Rudolph, I'd say for this year, he probably didn't get a fair shot this year.
That's a Folesy take right there.
Because
Ron.
all the experts who were watching camp every day thought he was the best player.
Exactly. And there was never really a chance for him to start, even if he was better than all of those other guys. But as I factor in his entire career, absolutely. I mean, he had plenty of opportunities and plenty
of
starts.
I think both got a very fair chance in that both were handed the starting quarterback job of the Steelers and basically
lost.
What are you going to do with it?
Yep.
What are you going to do with it? And Mason profoundly lost his chance and never regained it. And to me, what you do in the, I mean, my God, we've learned again, yet again, what you do in the preseason really doesn't matter. Certainly didn't matter here. There wasn't even a competition. It was Trubisky's job, which goes to the point of absolutely no, maybe one other team in the league wanted him as a starter, and I'm not even sure about that. The Steelers gave him their starting job, held a sham competition where nobody even challenged him and said, here's the ball, run with it. And he literally never ran with it. As I look at the numbers here, he is 31st in the league in passer rating, which would be great if there wasn't 32 teams, Ron.
if there were 90, he'd be okay. He'd be in the top third. Right?
Anybody care to guess where his yards per attempt is out of 32?
30.
Wrong.
32?
Yep, 32. So you could argue, you know, they put him in handcuffs. Maybe it's true, but man.
He didn't do enough.
He was given a golden opportunity, and he simply didn't do enough. He has 2 touchdowns, 2 picks, and the other numbers I just meant. Nothing happened. If something had happened, he'd still be the quarterback. But no. I mean, here's a guy that was really not wanted, not coveted in the NFL. This franchise gave him a golden opportunity. So.
He wasn't coveted 2 years in a row.
Yeah. So
he signed up to be a backup in Buffalo.
If anything, he should be thankful he got this opportunity because it might very well be his last one. Certainly it'll be his last one, I think, as an unchallenged starter going into anybody's camp. Would you agree?
I would agree.
So, yeah, I think they did. You know, it's life in the NFL, man.
It's tough. Life is tough.
You're lucky to get a chance when you're in both those guys' positions. One, a third-round pick. One, a cast-off free agent. You're lucky to get that chance as a starter for one of the NFL's flagship franchises, and they blew it. Sorry. They both blew it. Do you think either one will be back next year, Ron?
Back here?
Yeah.
No.
Me neither.
I don't.
I can't see it.
I don't.
Rudolph will definitely be gone.
Yeah, he's a free
right?
agent. He's a free agent at the end of the year. Trubisky has a year left, but I don't think they bring him back.
Even though I would say this, I don't think Mason will find a better situation for himself in the whole league than the Steelers, where he knows the system,
yeah.
Where he's one play away
he's
behind
third string,
Pickett.
Though, Joe, not second.
No, next year he would be second.
Okay.
I don't think he'll find a better situation in the whole league than here.
Yeah, but I think sometimes you have to. You have to try something new. It's just like,
yeah, I agree.
Is it a dead end here? Now, a lot can change. We're only 4 games into this
sure.
season. I'm saying, you're asking me right now, do I think either one will be back? What if Pickett gets hurt?
Yeah.
One of them's going to play. And what if one of them does better? Then maybe they're back.
I heard, and I'm pretty sure about this, I tried to check with Charlie this morning to make sure what I heard was correct. Charlie Batch seems to think that Mason Rudolph should be the backup, that there could be, I won't say some contentiousness, but it might not be an ideal situation to have Trubisky.
Everybody rowing in the same direction.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
See, I don't know Trubisky enough personally. I like to think that, you know, he's going to coexist well, do what he can to help Pickett, realizing that he's be one play away again from getting back in there. But, you know, maybe he it's irreparable relationship. You know, when he thinks he got screwed for Pickett here,
yes,
maybe he's taking that out on Pickett when it's not Pickett's fault. Now, I don't know how Pickett and he have coexisted to this point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a good question.
I don't know. I mean, Pickett said all the right things on Sunday. Oh, yeah, Mitch was helpful. Yeah, you know, he was right there with me and, you know, just like I was with him. I don't know if that's true or not.
There's a lot to consider if you're Mike Tomlin. And I think by most accounts, Trubisky's a very good guy, all of that. But what you have here, the facts of the matter are you have a quarterback who feels he's been absolutely shafted, was ticked off. I'd be ticked off, too. I get it. But if you're Tomlin, the only question that matters is this a guy I want on the sidelines with my starter? Is he going to be helpful, you know?
Or is he going to be this a malcontent?
Is this a good situation? Normally, if he's your obvious backup, you have no choice. But that's the real point here is if you're Tomlin, you do have a choice. See, Falsey, you got me sick.
I think you're
already
getting,
Joe, you got me sick.
Joe, you sound like you're catching something over there. What are you getting? Are you getting something from the little pony?
Telling you right now, I'm going to get a lawyer and sue you for this.
I should have never said anything.
No, you shouldn't have.
You have a guy who's in the same ballpark as Trubisky and Rudolph that you could go to who is a clear-cut non-challenger for the position, who didn't have the position 10 minutes ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So I think Charlie, and I think I heard him correctly, I think Charlie raises a very, very interesting point there. Man, am I curious to hear Tomlin. That's going to be at noon.
And Chris Hoke has said all along, you know, if something happens to Trubisky, he might go with Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
He believes in him. He likes him.
You don't think we're going to hear it? There's no chance we're going to hear that.
I wouldn't think.
Zero chance. But we'll hear from Tomlin at
noon. I don't think
noon.
We're going to hear anything about Mason. But maybe come Sunday when they pass out the inactives, could it be Trubisky?
I think a great question today, even if Tomlin doesn't answer it.
Who's
your backup going to be on Sunday?
Yeah, that's a good one.
We'll hear from him at noon. Next up, we're going to hear from Ben on the Footballin' Podcast. What does he think of the Steelers quarterback situation? We'll tell you next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.